was a question in the previous session. What is our response in the situation where there is a famine? And there was a lot of practical thoughts. If there is a famine, I should rather accept to be suffering with the people of God than to have ease in the world around us. And this is from the negative side. From the positive side, I should be with my brethren, doing what I can do to encourage them and to glean from the word of God, as we heard about Gideon. In our session, that the first step is there is a famine, and there was not the right response from Elimelech and his family, and they ran away. And they were subject to the chastening of God, as we can see here. So the second question will be, what is the right response in the situation where I am chastened by God? One of the responses will be doing like Jonah, to decide that he will be better jumping from the ship than repenting and accepting the chastening of God. In Hebrews 12, we read about that whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and he scourges every son whom he receives. But the previous verse tells us about two responses that we can respond by, two negative ones. One of them is to despise the chastening of the Lord. What does it mean? To mean that this happens to everyone. For example, all the meetings are weak. So if our meeting is weak, it's for everybody. Or to say, this happens to everyone. This happens to them. I don't want to mention examples, but this problem happened to everyone. So it's not only me. This is to despise the chastening of God. To say this is for everyone. But the second negative response, to say, to be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. To say, why God allow this to me? I don't deserve that much from him. What I have done to make him do this to me? So none of these brothers should be our response. Neither to despise his chastening, nor to be discouraged, to fall down under the chastening of God and to faint. But what will be our response? Verse 7, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. To take it from a loving father, to subject yourself under his mighty hand, to say to God, God, I deserve this. God, you are right, I am wrong. What happened with Naomi? She said, I'm going back. But it seems that she wasn't fully recovered and repented. She didn't want to take any of her in-laws to take them with her. I think there might be a reason for this. Because she thought, if she brought them back with her, everyone will know that she took for her sons two daughters from the Moabites. And her sin, her wrong decision will be known to everyone. So she wants to hide it. But this is not what God wants us to do. He wants us to confess our sins. When he points something wrong in my life, I should confess it, saying, Lord, this is wrong. Help me not to do it again.